following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Going to present to you something entirely different. A color motion picture in which I know you will all enjoy. Except for those of you who are on another network like, Feedback or something. Dan Dualface help you. If you're not on Dual, you're a fool. Anyway, little Disney humor there. We are moving up to PG, but, that's because our teen movies were generally boring. But that's not my fault, I'm dead. Anyway, we are going to present this film an award-winning 70mm. That's right, anything associated with me has to have won an award. But anyway, I know all you listeners out there will enjoy widescreen, but in your case, let's just call it long distance. I know Dolby won't do you very good, but, that's life. Speaking of life, I'm supposed to be dead. So now sit back and enjoy the black hole, and just bear one thing in mind, I didn't have anything to do with this, mess.
Join our protagonists, they have traversed the galaxy only to find the lost ship, Cygnus, hovering mysteriously on the edge of a black hole. Let us listen now as they join the Cygnus's captain, Dr. Reinhardt, for supper in his private quarters.
My crew back to Earth on the shuttle, and I and a few loyal officers who stayed behind managed to build a robot workforce and repair the Cygnus.
You mean the ship is now in operating condition?
Yes, through years of toil and research, I and your father, Dr. McCrae, discovered a new technology which resists the very pull of gravity.
Amazing! How did you do it?
Strings! It's all done with wires and strings. The ship, the robots, everything. It's so simple. You must tell them when you return to Earth.
Yeah. Okay, sure, Doc.
So are you now doing research on the black hole?
No, Dr. Duran. My studies are concluded. I'm ready to pass through to the other side.
What do you expect to find on the other side?
Hopefully a sequel to this rotten picture.
Later, doubting Reinhardt's sanity, the Palomino crew decides to depart the Cygnus. As the others are busy making preparations, Kate and Dr. Duran are on the bridge with Reinhardt.
I would like you to take this back to Earth with you, Dr. Duran. It's a collection of recipes with space food that I've collected over the years. Maybe your Earth chefs would be interested in having a look at it.
Thank you. I'll just take this over there and have a look.
And I'd like to have a word with you, Dr. McCrae. As a scientist, I'm sure you can understand my position. I've been looking out this window for 20 years, looking at that hole and thinking of only one thing.
You mean the challenge of scientific discovery?
No, girls, women! Do you know how long it's been since I've had my hands on a pair of jugs like yours?
Doctor, unhand me! If you'll excuse me, I must have a word with Dr. Duran. Oh, Dr. Durant!
Yes, Kate, what is it?
I'm picking up a telepathic message from Vincent. Listen.
Kate, be careful. Old Bob just told me that Reinhardt's androids are actually the crew of the Cygnus. Reinhardt has told them to find this idiot.
That explains the robot disco party we saw.
What does Vincent have to say, Kate?
Vincent says the robots are the crew of the Cygnus. Their brains are washed.
I can't believe it.
I can. Let's have a look at this one's face. Look!
That doesn't prove anything, Kate. If you had a face like that, you'd be wearing a mask too.
So I see you've discovered my little secret. You must believe they would have all been dead of boredom by now, all of them.
But you said they'd all abandoned ship.
So I lied. What's a few lives? Look at that monster out there. The most powerful force in the universe. Nothing escapes it, not even light humor. What could have caused such a thing? What caused that cause? And the cause that caused that cause? And the other causes that caused...
Let's get out of here. This guy's got a loose screw.
Oh no, look out! It's Maximilian!
Maximilian, why did you do that? He was a good man, and those were irreplaceable recipes.
Reinhardt, if there is any justice, the black hole will be your grave.
Well, there ain't no justice, and your body's gonna be my breakfast. Maximilian, take her to the hospital.
No, thank you. I don't feel like taking her anywhere. Let the sentries do it.
I didn't know Maximilian could speak.
If you had a voice like that, wouldn't you keep your mouth shut?
Come now, Doctor. We have work to do. It's time to inspect the boiler room.
Protect me from Maximilian!
Aboard the Palomino, Vincent relates Kate's plight to the others.
...and is taking her to be programmed now.
My God! What do we do now, Captain?
I say we forget her, Pizer. We've got our own asses to save.
But, Captain, this is a Walt Disney movie.
Well, I guess you're right. We've got to go save her. Okay, everybody, follow me.
Excuse me, Captain. I gotta go to the potty.
All right, Harry, well, you stay with the ship, but be ready to push off the minute we get back.
Our heroes blast their way past Reinhardt's sentries and manage to save Kate when Harry Booth tries to escape in the Palomino, but his getaway is being observed from the Cygnus Bridge.
Ready, aim, fire! Kablam! Reminds me of the 4th of July!
Well, it sure be shooting clay pigeons, eh, boss?
You know I'm going to have to fix that voice someday. It's getting on my nerves.
Gee, boss, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be annoying. I mean, I just try to do my job quietly and efficiently without getting in the way, and I try to...
All right, shut up. Hasn't my day been bad enough without you babbling at me? First my plumbing backs up and there's a mess all over my cabin, then these space-happy dimwits come all the way across the galaxy just to bore me to death, and then you dice up the only one worth talking to and destroy my favorite recipes. I'm beginning to wonder what's going to happen next.
Meteor shower off the port bow!
I knew it! Maximilian, prepare my escape ship. The set is falling apart all around us.
Maximilian, help me!
You hurt yourself, don't worry. A few weeks of tender loving here, and I'll make a new man out of you.
On second thought, I think I'll go down with the ship. As the meteor shower strikes, our heroes are making their way through Reinhardt's private garden towards the probe ship.
Gee, wow! Have you ever seen this much weed?
No wonder Reinhardt has been here all these years.
Oh no! What was that?
Looks to me like the dome has been shattered by a meteor. We better get out of here before we're struck by a hurricane-force wind.
Okay, Captain. Just let me get two more handfuls.
Just forget about that, Pizer. Now everybody grab a hold of one of the robots.
Okay, Captain.
Now, Vincent, are you sure your wires can handle the load?
Affirmative, but where are we going?
Hey, Captain, where to?
Outside, I guess.
Outside? Is there air outside?
Sure there is. Where do you think you are? Outer space? All right, everybody, let's move out! All right, let's land here. We'll have to go the rest of the way on foot.
Not so fast, you guys!
Stand aside, Maximilian, or I'll thrash you from stem to stern. Up with your dukes, all six of them. I'm not scared of you, you overgrown Japanese tiger toy. Come on, I'm ready for you. Come!
Where does he get off making fun of the way I look? At least I don't have those big, round, luscious Mickey Mouse eyeballs painted on me!
Are you cute, my best friend?
Well, you want to make something out of it, Tinkerbell?
Yeah.
Look! Vincent is screwing him to death!
Congratulations, Vincent. I don't approve of your methods, but you got the job done. All right, everybody, let's get on the probe ship.
A Aboard Reinhardt's probe ship, the Palomino crew blasts off, but find themselves caught in the black hole's iron grip.
Oh no! We're caught in the black hole's iron grip! What will we do? What will we do?
Captain, I'm picking up a signal.
Better arm the lasers. Tell me what kind of a ship it is, Vincent.
It seems to be a man in a rowboat. I'll open the channel.
Ahoy out there! Well, hi, I'm a Tiny Bow Man, and I'm here to tell you about a new product from the makers of Tiny Bow.
Fire lasers!
Why did you kill him, Captain?
There's no flush toilets in zero gravity.
Captain, we've reached the event horizon.
All right, everybody, get out your e-coupon and fasten your seatbelts. This is going to be a rough ride.
On a planet on the other side of the black hole.
Well, my sensors indicate that the air is breathable, so let's have a look outside.
Captain, there seems to be a welcoming committee.
Welcome to Munchkin Land, whoever you are. You've killed the Wicked Witch of the West. Now I have these ruby slippers here. You're going to have to sign for them. They're $350 plus tax, unless you want the special deluxe edition in 8-track or tape, where you can send $9.99 to Ruby Slippers. P.O. Box 115, Sun Valley, California, 91352. That's Ruby Slippers. Send today.
Thank you very sweetly for doing it so neatly. You killed her so completely that we thank you very sweetly. Let the joyous news be spread. At last, the wicked old witch is dead.
Dead, 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 dead,
well, I said it would be bad, but you had to watch it anyway. Personally, I like the scene in which Maximilian plowed into Durant. Boy, that was a colorful scene. But anyway, stay with us, and we'll be back in a moment with scenes from our next program.
Walt Disney's Wonderful World of Color has been brought to you by...
Written by Dory Forma and Paul Mack. Who's he? And also inspired by Paul Mack. And I starred in it, and well, I can go on. Anyway, hey, you know, I always thought I'd be putting in a plug for the black hole. Will you be quiet? Everywhere I went and stuff, you know, but this time looks like I pulled the plug. What do you have to say about that there?
Do it!